We'll read this morning from the first epistle of John, chapter 3. First epistle of John, and chapter 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Behold, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. And he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we pass from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in him. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whosoever hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and to do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. May the Lord bless his word and help us now in prayer. O Lord, do enable us each to pour out our souls before thee, whether secret or audible. We do pray, Lord, for thy presence and thy help. as we have been enabled to gather here in the sanctuary of Ryde and also their friends, Lord, and Adelaide, and also elsewhere on the relay. We trust our deacon, Lord, will be there. And also remember Connie too in her pathway. And would acknowledge, Lord, another anniversary in her birth. Oh, and we do realise that year by year we are pressing on in life's journey. We need, Lord, that grace to enable us to endure unto the end and know something of this great salvation. Lord, here a little and there a little, line upon line, that living faith, Lord, to believe that thou hast made a way for us and that thou wouldest truly reveal to us these evidences of thy love. Because, Lord, we want to be delivered, Lord, from that enmity that dwells in our hearts. We know, Lord, and acknowledge we are sinners in thy sight, but thou knewest no sin. And so thou art the object, Lord, of a seeking soul's desire, that we might know him, the power of his resurrection. We reflect upon our lives, some are we older ones and some younger ones too, maybe, Lord, of our past offences, of how, Lord, we have offended God, how we would not have him over us to rule our lives. Lord, thy grace is more powerful than their own lusts of the flesh and pride of life. We do humbly hope thou hast brought us, Lord, to thy feet, whose feet we cannot see, but yet by faith believe, Lord, that thou hast trodden this sin-stained world, be gone to the end of the law, and manifold and magnified it by keeping the whole law of God, because thou couldst never sin. And thou will not let sin have dominion over us, so we're not under the law, but under thy grace. Lord, have our hearts open to receive, Lord, those tokens of thy love. We do pray, Lord, for preservation and keeping. We've been reading about the evil of sinners, Lord. We've been also reading about the love of Christ. And now we want to know, Lord, that we are subject to that love. That we're pressing on toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Not only have been reading of sons of God by blessed adoption, but also, Lord, that out of Adam, Lord, as a man, and thou to bring woman into being as a helpmeet for him. And so, Lord, that though we may not all have the helpmeets now in our lives, we do, Lord, look to thee as the Son of God. And look to thee, Lord Jesus, that thou reveal thy love to us, that we might exalt thee from pulpit and pew this day, that we might bless and praise thee for thy goodness and mercy that have followed us all the days of our life, whereas it's a short life thus far. Lord, that through mercy, those of us, Lord, that are well past the allotted space of time, and still look to thee to guard us, to feel the everlasting arms are underneath us, to support and sustain us in our beliefs. In our beliefs, Lord, that sometimes seem to be so weak, and the enemy of our souls, the devil, is so active and powerful, Lord, in our lives. But we do bless thee, O Lord, for thy mercies, and have a sweet hope, Lord, that we shall get the victory at last through the merits of Jesus. Lord, do go before us each, Lord, in life's untrodden way, and supply a need. And do give us grace and patience to run the race set before us, ever seeking the sight of Jesus, to look unto thee, said, all the ends of the earth and be saved. For beside me there is no Saviour. We thank thee for thy word. We pray for the application of it, Lord. Enlighten our souls, for thou art the light of the world. And we do seek thee, Lord, to shine into our never-dying souls, to lighten our darkness, to confirm our souls. Do be with us, Lord, and better to us than all our fears. Be with absent ones, Lord. We do pray for them. We pray also for our dear deacon, that we might yet see them again in thy courts, Lord. Thou knowest their condition. Thou knowest their desires. And we do pray thou wilt fulfill them. Bless the means of the relay to our friends, Lord, at Adelaide and Connie also. And do remember, Lord, that all of our flock, we gather together at Rye. Bless the young and uphold and support them. And oh, don't leave them, Lord, to leave the truth for a mess of pottage. Do grant them that though they might be hated of all men, Lord, for thy sake, still, Lord, to seek the Lord while he may be found. And do bless, Lord, we do pray thee. Those, Lord, with Sue and her family, Lord, that are going on a holiday this next week, we do pray. Give them journeys in mercy, thy presence to watch over them, and bring them safely back again in due time, we do beg of thee. Well, we do need thee to be with us, for the eldest, the youngest, thy blessing to watch over them, preserve and keep them from harm. And oh, may the time come when they have those evidences and confirmation, confirming, Lord, promises that the Lord is mindful of them to bless them, uphold them. And oh, may they be taught early to pray unto thee in the time when they mayest be found, to commit their way to thee, trust also in the Lord, and find him bring to pass those exercises of their souls to seek the Lord. Oh, wilt thou not come, Lord, and revive us, and revive real religion in this land? We seem to be in such darkness and bondage. The devil, Lord, is let loose. And only thou, Lord, can destroy the devil. But thou hast not seen yet to do that, and he's still very active in the day age that we live in, though he's been cast out of heaven. And his time will come when Jesus will come in righteousness to destroy the wicked and to gather the saints into heaven at last, to be forever with him. Oh, give us a sweet hope, Lord, that we're amongst thy chosen people, that thou hast eternally loved us. Who comes where I today, Lord, thou knowest our needs. Thou knowest, Lord, how we do feel to lack wisdom. But, O Lord, thou said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God and give it liberally and abrade it not. Who come to our aid, the friends, Lord, and might be in a low state, might be, Lord, in darkness, might be in bondage, might be in afflictive dispensations. Oh, do come and heal them and restore unto them the joy of salvation. How we wait upon thee for it, Lord. We've been mindful of our families. Oh, some of them, Lord, cause us a heartache. Some of us cause us, Lord, that spirit whereby we know not how to pray for them. We've solemnly been reading of Cain this morning, who was chosen, Lord, not to serve thee, but to follow the devil. And, oh Lord, he was not found amongst them. Oh Lord, how close it can come, Lord, to us. But all we do pray for Zion. Build us up, have mercy upon our families, bring back the prodigals, that we might have answers to prayer, and see, Lord, a little spiritual revival in this land, a true converts to Christ. Don't leave us, Lord, to perish in our sins. We know we thoroughly deserve it, but in wrath remember in mercy. While there is life, there is hope. Leave us not all forsake us. Do take control, Lord, of the government of this nation and also of the state governments. Oh, how we do need to see, Lord, thy hand raising up this and that one that fears God, that acknowledges the necessity of the knowledge of the truth, the commandments of God in his word. Wilt thou not come, Lord, and have mercy upon the country? And now, Lord, we ask thee to pardon our sin and come now to our aid, as we ask in the name of Jesus and for his sake alone. Amen. Let us further sing hymn number 25, the tune St. Peter 227. Come, Holy Spirit, heavenly dove, with thy all-quickening powers, kindle a flame of sacred love in these cold hearts of ours. Look how we grovel here below, fond of these trifling toys. Our souls can neither fly nor go to reach eternal joys. Of John, chapter 3 and reading verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. All the reality, the truth of this word, for the very day and age that we live in, how solemn to be a son of Belial. As Cain, as we read of, who was of that wicked one. And we realise that we have a heart deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And we painfully learn that without him we can do nothing. But what a mercy if your heart and mine has ever been touched with the thoughts of what we are in the pure and holy eyes of God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And to know this work of the Spirit, which we tried in our poor way to bring forth in the weed, the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord that anointeth you and me in that change of heart. A new heart will I give you, a heart made tender. That we now know something of this blessed manner of love that the Father bestowed upon us. And we should be called the sons of God. And this doesn't seem just single out, dear friends, man. But this also touches upon man, woman, and child that are in this covenant. And as he speaks of, as John does, the elect lady that we speak of in the second chapter, in the second epistle of John, and that chapter there. And so we do need to look to the Lord, don't we? That we are sons and daughters of God by blessed adoption. Some are opposed to adoption of children. But when we see this, dear friend, what a favour if you are a son or a daughter of God that has been adopted of God. Before you and I knew what it was to breathe, to be a chosen vessel. A vessel be found under the glory and honour of the Lord Jesus Christ. He knew all those that are his. He knew, dear friends, those that he was determined to save. He knew those that were become a childlike spirit. And we shall be found with a childlike spirit that we love the Lord, because he has exhorted you and me to feel that reciprocating love that will flow back to the Lord Jesus. For having loved his own that were in the world, he loved them to eternal bliss. And we do need it. And he tells us here the duty of loving one another. We can't love sin. And we can't love to see those, dear friends, that are living in sin, walking in sin, and speaking as it reads here, about whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and he know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. And don't we get evidences of this murderous, these murders in the day and age with killing, dear friends, for the lust, a lust of the flesh, dear friends, killing that dear little babe in the week was killed by his own mother. These things, dear friends, are hard to understand. But it's so God's sovereignty. And we want to be given grace to seek to bear one another's burdens, because we're all capable, dear friends, of hatred one of the other. We all have those things, dear friends, that the anger rises up in their heart. And we're told that let not anger, your day end in anger one to another. Oh, we have many sins to confess, dear friends, of what we are by nature. Sin entered the world and death by sin. But what a mercy the Lord has exercised your soul and mine about. A solemn reminder, the eye of the Lord is upon us, his ear open unto our cry. But he says here, oh, we hear dear John, you know, he got such love in his latter days, not saying in the earlier days. And he was unable to walk closely with his Lord and Saviour because he was a chosen vessel. And if you and I, dear friends, are favoured, we behold, look and see, search the scriptures. In them you think you have eternal life, and these are they that testify of me. There's no comparison of the love of man to the love of God in Christ Jesus. And when it's poured in your soul, you love the Lord because he has heard your voice and your supplication. And you have that persuasion. You love the Lord. And though that you and I could have clearer views of him, it is by what he has revealed to you through his promise. Look and see. Search the scriptures. And some of these blessed truths are when the anointing of the Spirit is upon you. You feel the Lord is teaching you. And except we come as a little children, we shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. The exercise of your mind, the conviction of that sin, you won't deny the Lord Jesus, because your little hope is built in it, and you look to have a greater hope, built upon nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. And so we need to be born of God. You hath he quickened, as we quote oftentimes of Paul to the Ephesians, you hath he quickened who were dead. We're born dead. Born dead, yes, life in the body, but dead, dear friends, with regard to spiritual things. And all to feel that mutual love to Christ. And to know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. That change of heart that you and I reflect upon in our lives. We realise eternity before us. And to know the eternal God is our refuge and our strength is something you and I will take to the throne of grace. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for I lift up my soul unto thee. We lift up our soul. We want the soul to have evidences that we've been redeemed from the curse of the broken law. We shall love the Lord. And we feel to lack that love very often. But see, if the Father's bestowed it upon you, you'll know the love of Christ. It's rich and free, fixed on you and me eternally. You pity sometimes, don't you, those poor things that don't seem to feel their need of the love of Christ? Oh, you want a closer walk, you know, you want Anne Steele's religion, don't you? Very concerned about the welfare of our soul. But through mercy, we believe, see, such is that one that has been redeemed by from the curse of the law through this love of Christ, the love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Be conveyed to you and me by the Spirit. And this is what we want. A soul with sincere desire seeks after Jesus' love. That soul the Holy Ghost inspires. with breathings from above. When the Lord breathes life into your soul, you become a new person, a changed person. You renew the will and you return your feet to Zion's hill and you pray, Lord, keep alive my soul. Give me a broken heart and a contrition of spirit. May I be a true mourner in Zion over my sins and after thee. We want to know that we are of the truth. He said, well, you should know it. And the truth shall make you me free. Oh, do you mourn over your sins? Do you feel at times you're a wretched sinner? Evil thoughts come into your mind and mine. We look upon those in the world that have done some dreadful acts, haven't they, one to another. And it seems to go on. And they all talk, their friends, about domestic problems that go on. You know, dear friends, what a mercy if they were taught the truth. To be taught the word of God. They were taken out of the schools now, the general school, dear friends. Governments want to take the Bible away, want to take the truth. And oh, but you know, they won't take it away from any of the chosen people of God. We mourn over the acts and deeds, dear friends, of our parliamentarians, whatever persuasion you and I might be. Oh, what a dark day it is. And God will visit for these things. And we need to realise that he is the judge of the whole earth, and shall he not do right? We look around the nations of the earth with their lack of religion. Japan now, dear friends, feeling the effects of God's judgments, the earthquakes. They can't say, dear friends, what they've done to prevent it or brought it on. It's God's anger. And he's angry with the wicked every day. And we see the wicked devices and designs of men that have no religion, have a mock religion. And oh, how we want reality, and oh, how we need the returning, dear friends, to the Lord in this country as we view it. But oh, we come back, dear friends, to his chosen people. You've not chosen me, he says, but I've chosen thee and ordained that thou should go forth and bring forth fruit. And there be an appointed time when you're born again, when you'll bear fruit, to realise that thou, God, seest me. Thou, God, seest me. And seest me and sees the crooked path that I'm walking in. My arrogance, my pride, my determination to do my own will. That's no sign of love in your heart and mine, is it? But what a mercy when the Lord quickens your soul anew and you're brought to feel that godly sorrow for your sin. You see, you've been brought there, but you want to know that you'll be called a son or daughter of God by blessed adoption, that he has chosen you in the furnace of affliction. In the furnace of your trials, dear friends, even may commence in your learning days. We do need to know that the Lord watches upon us. Instead of bowing the knee before God at the throne of grace and saying, what wilt thou have me to do, Lord? And whatever age it is, not to run on the strength of the natural inclination of your mind, but to look to the Lord God, the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning, to know what manner of love. And this is that true love, is more than notion. Something must be known and felt in your soul. And you find what you feel, your ignorance of the truth. But he'll teach you. When Jesus anoints you, he'll teach you. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth and he'll apply the truth. And you meditate upon these things. And he'll be here a little and there a little and line upon line. and precept upon precept in your journey, through life's journey. And your prayer, Lord, deliver me from sin. Because he said here, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. These are the words of this dear John. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil. We see then these fruits of the devil, dear friends, in our, and there's no commandments that are erected by man. Where are all our church leaders? Dumb, mutes, dear friends, because they are fearful of man that bringeth a snare. We need then to be brought to feel their great need of laying the matter before the Lord. Have mercy upon this once favoured land that acknowledged God, that remembered the Sabbath, that sought to keep it holy. And where are we now? Departed from the ways of God. You come, you judge us. It won't even be Japan, it won't even be these nations, dear friends, and the earth. Where we have truly had the gospel and now denied it. And what a mercy, there still be a remnant. And Lord, we want to know that we're amongst this remnant, and you'll be very conscious, am I made a real Christian? Have I been washed in the dear Redeemer's blood? Have I been made union with him, union with the Lamb, from condemnation free, the saints of everlasting were and shall forever be? Lord, quicken my soul and make me cry. Give me Christ, or else I die. I want to know that I'm a son of God, one that has that blessed adoption, one that has chosen me before the worlds were made to walk in thy fear, and not only to love in word, but in tongue, but in deed and in truth, as he says here. Oh, what language we have before us. What a precious, precious epistle it is. And it's not the only word of God that speaks of the love of God, but we want to know. We want to have, dear friends, imputed to us that royal robe of righteousness to cover all our sins with the mantle of his forgiving love. To behold, to see it, to see what the Lord has recorded in your soul. So it brought to light, dear friends, because in darkness born you went astray and wandered from the gospel way. But since my Saviour gave me sight, I cannot walk without his light. He's a light. He came as a light in the world, a light in the darkness. Way back, dear friends, when the scriptures were recorded, he saw them ruin the fall, yeah. His people that he'd eternally loved and will do to the end of time. He'll love them and he'll manifest that love to them, and they'll be led to Calvary to see what he has done to redeem them from the curse of the broken law. Jesus, my friend, that hung on the tree, that opened the channel of mercy for me. What a privilege. The channel of mercy. And it's the manner of love that the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God and daughters, to bring the ladies in, the daughters of God. And then we read of those, don't we? Those of women that followed Jesus, that ministered under his wants here below. What a Saviour. And he came amongst his own, we read, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them became the sons of God by blessed adoption. Oh, that we might know that we have been among these sons and daughters of God, that he's adopted us for his own, that he's spoken, that he's revealed his word to your soul. He said ye shall know the truth. How much truth do we know? If we examine ourselves in the light of Scripture, how little do we know? But what we want to know is the reality of his word. to know that he abideth in you and you in him, a union. It says, in union with the Lamb, and condemnation free, the saints in everlasting were and shall forever be. How does the case stand with you and me this morning? You come, no doubt, with a hunger and a thirst, I believe, most of you. Would to God that all of you would hear his voice, repent and believe, and to seek grace to follow him, trust him for his faithfulness, that we should be called the sons of God. But you see, you know the world knoweth not. The world knoweth us not because it knew him not. And still they don't, the Jews don't acknowledge him, that his Messiah has come, except for those that did receive him. You see, a chosen people, elect before the foreknowledge of God, elect, chosen vessels. Oh, what a mercy to be a chosen vessel, Lord. I so often in tears, I ponder upon my poor, feeble petition. Do I come with an anxious care and concern to know him, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings? We don't like the thought of suffering, do we? We don't like the thought of affliction. We don't like the thought of darkness and bondage through fear of death. That we shall realize eternity is before us, but to know the eternal God is ever there. He ever sits and waits to answer prayer. Do you consider it in the troubles that approach you and me week by week, maybe hover around you? All these things you say are against me, but all these things are sanctified. You work together for your soul's good. You pray continually. You give him no rest until you establish him, appraising you, your saint and my soul. You want that union and communion between you and the Lord Jesus Christ. I may know him. I might be persuaded of the love of Christ that the old boy to learn painfully, in spite of his sins against God, against him reviling those that believe in these things that we now believe in, this Paul, hailed men and women to prison. Or you may feel that you're hailing men and women to prison in those you're coming into contact with in the world. But you see, the Lord has appointed the path for you and me to walk in. We have to pray, Lord, keep me. Keep me from making shipwreck of faith. Keep my mind stayed upon God. Help me, O Lord, to walk worthy of that desire. You say, well, I can't seem to get those desires fulfilled. He has a set time. He's a sovereign God. These are sovereign treasures that he gives to you to have in your earthen vessel. The excellence of power may be of God, but not of us. Or not on myself, too long, he says. Look to Jesus. Lord Jesus, if only I could see thee as I see my brethren and my sisters, or those fellow creatures, if only I could see thee, you wait till he reveals himself. He will show you. He might reveal himself to you hanging on that accursed tree. Jesus, suffering in your room, placing it. This is not an imagination in my mind. This is something that we've handled, tasted and felt, and so have you, of the Word of God. He's instructed you, taught you in the way he would have you to go. You have many hindrances, don't you? The old devil is very fiery and very subtle in the way he will allure you and draw you aside and get you carried away with the things that you're attending to. But you know you'll be brought here over this man of love, the way he's performed it, the way he came into the world and visited the south. We know he's conquered sin, death and hell for everyone in the covenant. though we don't see him in that way that he was, but he's still able to have compassion and does compassionate our case. You see, we have to come to realize that sometimes you feel death written upon your religion. And this has caused you some anxiety to come and venture to come boldly with other grace that you might attain mercy and find grace to help in your time of need. Grace, dear friends, is supplied by the Lord. He says, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. We've got to feel our weaknesses, our helplessness, our poverty, and look for the Lord to fill you with joy and peace in believing. And we look to him to bless the gospel to our soul's instruction and teaching in the way we have us to go. But always to know that we are sons and daughters of God, bought with a price, eternally loved, because of that set time to favour you. You're not as you once were, but there's a desire that you might know what it is for him to visit your soul, to revive you, to confirm you, for that appointed time rolls on apace, not to propose but call by grace, to change your heart, renew your will, to turn you off feet as answer. You've no arguments with the Bible, because you know he does hear your prayers, and Jesus intercedes for you at the throne of grace before his Father. He purifies those prayers of yours and mine, presents them to the Father, and the Holy Spirit, dear friends, will come and confirm your souls and mine. This is no imagination. And he gives you grace to cast down imagination and bring every thought, and the times it will be, every thought into the obedience of Christ. Give me grace, Lord, to run with patience the race set before me, looking unto Jesus, who for the joy that was set before me endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God, there to intercede. What an intercessor we have, Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, full of grace, full of truth. His grace is sufficient. And though you feel to be ready to faint, behold, look and see. Go to the scriptures. Pour out your soul, Lord. Open the eyes of my understanding, that I might understand the scriptures, the purposes of God. His purposes will ripen fast, unfolding every hour. The bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. Before the bud has a bitter taste, you know what the bud is. Bitter tasting things in your life, to see the sweetness of the promise. My promise is to my people. The promises of God that are yea and amen in Christ, and he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's told us that. We can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I'll not fear what man shall say to me. But do, Lord, deliver me from this willful committing of sin. The devil, listening to him, and all he'll do, all he can, to destroy that little hope of righteousness in your soul. But he'll not win. He cannot win the affections of the chosen people of God. He can never break down, dear friends. Never break down that resistance to sin. We know that we are born in sin, shaped in iniquity. In sin did our mothers conceive it. But our only hope is in the merits of Jesus. And that manner of love. He said, his dear son, to suffer, bleed, and die. Suffer, dear friends. The just for the unjust, that he might bring you to God. He commended his love to you, while yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's appointed time when sin is revealed to you, and you repent and mourn over your sin and after him. is Jesus my friend that hung on the tree that opened the channel of mercy for you and for me. Here's your hope, friends. Built upon nothing less than Jesus, brother Ross, the spirit of adoption, where we cry feelingly, Abba Father, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Forgive, Lord, all my trespasses as you will forgive others their trespasses. What a mercy. Forgiveness is a joyful sound to sinners doomed to die. Oh, is there any room in your heart to receive him? It will be when it's open. Oh, you'll realize you mourn over your pathway. And he says here, if our God, if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. You see, once in him, in him forever, thus the eternal covenant stands. He knoweth the way you take. He knoweth the way you take. Your life's minutest circumstance is subject to his will. Look to me, he says. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Oh, how we need much grace to walk worthy of him, to resist the devil as grace is given, to be steadfast, to be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Oh, what a mercy that we should be called the sons. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. I have brought with thee the wind with a cry. Come, follow me. And we shall follow him. We may feel to be afar off. We want to feel the application and ends of his word that giveth light and understanding to my poor, simple soul. We mourn our ignorance, but we mourn after him and the revelation of himself. Show me, Lord. Now thy way, lead me in thy path. Oh Lord, I feel to be so dark, so distant from thee, but do be my guardian, my guide, and keep me from evil, and favour me to know what it is to receive that righteousness of Christ that shall cover the mantle of all my sins. And I might be more than a conqueror through him that has loved me and washed me from my sins in his precious blood. Behold, what men of love. Christ then, that has gone to the end of the law and magnified it, he's made it honourable, made amends for your sins and mine. He covers with the mantle of forgiving love all your sins, all your transgressions, even down to the life and to the time of your death. Jesus, the object of your soul's desire, Jesus crucified for you and me. This is the man of love. As I said, he came not as his own received him not, but as many as he received, he gave him the power to believe in Christ. Glorious gospel. Good news of salvation. Poorly presented. But what a mercy if he's applied it. You take these things and the truth home and beat it out to realize the privilege of having an open Bible in your homes in the house of God. May it ever be mindful of us in these dark days. Behold, what manner of love the Father bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not. We can't share these glories of God in the face of Christ Jesus with those of the world. They know not. Unless the Lord sees fit to quicken them in answer to your prayers and mine. A time of love will surely come when thou shalt see not only that he shed his blood, but he shall say for me, Amen. Let us conclude with hymn number 79, the tune is Delight, number 25. Behold what wondrous grace the Father has bestowed on sinners of a mortal race to call them sons of God. 'Tis no surprising thing that we should be unknown. The Jewish world knew not their King, God's everlasting Son. the love of God the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest in the Bible as each. Amen.